introduce myself. My name is Chris Knoll. I'm running for Caldwell County Sheriff, and I'm on the Republican ticket and number one on the ballot. I'd like to start out by thanking the Republican Committee, those that made this possible, and the people that are here that are willing to listen, take time out of their busy day to hear and be more informed about the candidates. To give you a little background about myself, I was raised in Caldwell County most of my life, Caldwell County High School graduate, and when I have some spare time, I enjoy restoring old muscle cars and trucks. My parents, the late Leslie Knoll, most people know her that's from here because she worked at Walmart for over 30 years, and my father, late Dale Knoll, who I believe are looking down on me, smiling with pride as I stand before you today. I also have many members of my family and friends who are raising children and young families here in Caldwell County. In regard to the answer to the question one, you know, I feel like there are many reasons that qualify me to be the next Caldwell County Sheriff. I am currently employed at the Caldwell County Sheriff's Office, where I have been for over 21 years. During my time there, I started out as a road deputy. After a few years, the sheriff had noticed my interest in hard work and my ability to solve cases, and there I earned the title of detective. After several years in that position, the sheriff believed that I could better serve this agency and the community by promoting me as the department's chief deputy, where I have been honored to hold that position for over 12 years. You know, since my law enforcement career has started, I have 1,529 hours through the Department of Criminal Justice training. And if you include the hours that are not part of that training, I have over 2,000 hours. You know, when it comes to the budget, I believe my knowledge sets me apart from the other candidates. By having such an understanding of the budget and the close working relationship that I have with the magistrates and the judge executive, I feel like I'm an excellent advocate to work with the fiscal court and to be able to intelligently explain what is needed. By going to almost every fiscal court meeting, it helps me understand what's going on in this county and keeps those relationships close. I realize that the sheriff's office is only one of several departments that need to pull together to make things work within this county and make it operate as it should. Whether it's law enforcement agencies working together to solve a crime or the circuit clerk's office providing some information to the sheriff's office so we can do our jobs properly and efficiently. We must all have a common goal, and I have the contacts and great working relationship to keep things working as they should. I'm also the director of our local dispatch center, where I have been for over 6 years. You know, within those 6 years, I have stayed within budget and been able to attain new equipment. That new equipment has made it easier for the dispatchers to be more efficient and also had the ability to provide a safer information system, like, for example, our 911 phone system, where we have the ability to pinpoint accuracy about where people are. And in those 3 years, I've been able to retain qualified dispatchers, which I see some here today, and little to no turnover for an extended period of time. I'm also confident in my decision-making ability based on my experience and training. When a deputy calls in the middle of the night or I'm out with him on a call, I feel like I have the answers they need either to support their decision that they have or be able to provide them the best information they can to provide the best services to this community. You know, I deal with the interactions of the community on a regular basis. Far as being the chief deputy and being up at the sheriff's office, there's been multiple times on a regular basis where citizens come in to talk to the sheriff's office where I'm there and available. Through those conversations, they may come in and ask for questions about concealed weapon permit or ask about tax information, or sometimes even community members come in and discuss serious problems either they have about themselves or other people within the community, and I'm able to provide that information to those people. You know, a city police department and other law enforcement agencies and the sheriff's office have many different duties and responsibilities, whether it's tax collection, weapon permits, transports, and security for our local courts, just to name a few. And I believe I'm capable to carry out those due to my experience as administrator here at the sheriff's office. You know, I understand what it takes for the duties of the sheriff, and I know those duties because of my experience. I know what works for a county this size and how to make things safe and run smoothly. I understand one person or one agency can't do it all, and I won't always have the answers. But I know there are times I'll need to reach out and ask for guidance either from other agencies of law enforcement, other emergency services, or just people of the community in general. You know, I've always had an open door policy at the sheriff's office. and I will continue to do so as your next sheriff. And I believe these are all great traits of a leader. I feel like my vast knowledge of the inner working of the office and my ability to manage personnel and having the resources and relationships to keep the office working seamlessly and continue to keeping the people of this community safe.
Question number two. Most Caldwell County citizens feel like there is a serious drug problem here. What is your plan to deal with the drug problem in Caldwell County?
Well, you know, one of the main topics when we talk about the issues within this county, neighboring counties, counties within the state or within this country, is always falls back on drugs. But I can tell you all crimes within this community are serious, especially if you're the victim. We realize that drugs are destroying the family unit in this community. And we know the majority of the crimes that happen here are either directly related to drugs or indirectly related. You know, the Sheriff's Office will continue to do what we've been doing, and that's to have a proactive approach to the legal drug epidemic that plagues this county. To give you an example, before I came up here today, I had the opportunity to look at some records that we have in our office. In the last year, up till now, we have had over 115 drug-related cases, drug or alcohol-related cases, and several drug arrests that we've already had this year. You know, recently, the Caldwell County Sheriff's Office was involved in an investigation that took several months where we partnered up with the Drug Enforcement Agency and the Kentucky State Police. You know, that involved a city residence here within the city limits. And through that investigation, we also teamed up with the Princeton Police Department and the Pinerolo Narcotics Task Force. And through those working relationships and our ability to work together and take care of what we feel like is the common goal, we were able to move a large amount of drugs off the streets of Princeton and take a drug trafficker off the streets. And I'm proud of that accomplishment. You know, I know that when it comes to drugs that I have to be realistic. We are a small department. We are a six-man department when we're fully staffed. And I realize there's only limits that we can do based on our other responsibilities that we have. And that's why we do our best to partner with other agencies, knowing that we need those resources and that assistance to make sure that we do the best we can to get the drugs off the streets. You know, one of the couple things that I'd like to try and do if elected sheriff, you know, I've talked to some of the agencies that surround us about having a 56 Judicial District Task Force, which would be made up of Lyon and Livingston and Trigg and, of course, Caldwell, to where we can all pull our resources and our information together to do a better job than what we're doing. Because I think most of us know that the problems and the people that are causing problems in this community are the same one that's causing in other places. And if we can work together, I think we can solve a lot of these issues. You know, a while back that we actually had a canine at the sheriff's office. Her name was Molly. We had her for a few years, and unfortunately because of medical issues, she was retired from the department. But I feel like that was a great asset to the agency. Not only did it help as a tool to get some of the drugs off the street, but it was also the ability to have that communication. For example, when we was able to take the canine or the dog to school, that rapport that it created between us and the children at the school was invaluable. And I believe that would be another great resource that we should look at, and I'm considering doing if you're sheriff. You know, the sheriff's office will continue to take an aggressive approach to address the problems. And we will make sure that the people that fall addiction have access to the services that you need. You know, the sheriff's office and most law enforcement do a great job at detecting drugs, finding people that are in possession of drugs. But I think sometimes we need to work harder at finding what resources and providing those resources to the people that unfortunately has fallen victim to the drug that they've got addiction to. You know, I just think we need to give a better opportunity to give the people that are drug users those resources to make them a better productive citizen of this community. You know, I've spoken several times, whether it's here or different places, about drug traffickers. And I will sit here and say that my opinion of drug traffickers is far different than it is a drug user. Far as I'm concerned, that a drug trafficker is no different than any other predator. And that I feel like that if there is somebody caught within this jurisdiction that has sold drugs, that they ought to be punished and punished to the fullest extent of the law.
As sheriff, how do you plan on participating with the city police, Kentucky State Police, and other agencies in the area in order to carry out your law enforcement duties?
I'll be the first to say, when it comes to working with other agencies, we all can do better. There's always room for improvement, and I can tell you that I will work well and continue to work well and make those changes I need to continue that relationship and continue those relationships that we've built. You know, the law enforcement that serves this community, whether it be state, local, or federal, there's a great amount of experience, but we need to do better. Having better communication channel is vital. Everyone needs to continue to work together because we have one primary goal, and that is to keep the community safe. By working together, we have the experience we can capitalize on, whether it's the fight against drugs, theft, assaults, and the best way to do that is by working hand-in-hand with our partners in law enforcement, which is the KSP, the DEA, the Princeton PD, and the Pentaround Narcotics Task Force. You know, I had mentioned earlier about the case that we worked with the DEA and KSP, which I think shows our working relationship with other agencies. And just a couple days ago, there was a young juvenile that was missing from a local residence here in the county. It was through the assistance of the Princeton Police Department, our local dispatch center, our school officials, and also the community, we were able to locate this child in a short amount of time and bring her back to the safety of her home. And again, proud of that call as well. You know, I have continued to be able to provide service to the community through the changes in leadership. You know, in my 21-year career, I have seen many changes in leadership in all areas, whether it be in law enforcement or the other entities. And I feel like through my experience and my ability to work across the aisle to other agencies or my aisle to other fiscal court members, I think that is invaluable. I feel like I have a great working relationship with those. In closing, you know, I've been campaigning for several months and have been to probably hundreds of doors. And almost every home that I go to, I always try and ask the question, do you have any concerns with your sheriff's office or anything else you'd like to see done different? And a consensus seems to be everything seems fine, and if we call, we feel like somebody will be there to help us. Even though that I know and understand there's always room for improvement, that tells me that we're doing something right and that we are achieving one of our most important goals, and that is working hard at keeping this community safe. I can with confidence tell you what can actually be done within an agency and county this size and with the budget constraints. But I won't stand here and tell you things that sound great, but I know that are not realistic. There's a field of candidates with various levels of experience that's going to be here today. But I feel like I'm the only candidate that has shown an unwavering commitment to this county for over 25 years. You know, there's a difference in legal responsibilities of the sheriff's office and other agencies don't have. And I think one important thing to take away from this is that I will be able to hit the ground running on day one. There won't be any learning curve because I'm already doing the job. I've been entrusted with assisting in running the sheriff's office for many years. I will be a sheriff that is committed to this community, a sheriff who will fight to keep the values of this community intact, and a sheriff who will continue to work hard every day to keep your family safe. And with all that, I humbly ask for your vote. Thank you, and be kind, and God bless.
Thank you. You have another minute.
Well, let me tell you a joke. There's this. No, I don't have one. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.